请我们来看路加福音。
Please turn to the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音的第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
今天晚上要跟大家来学习第一节一直到十一节。
This evening I'd like to study with you verses 1-11.
这是彼得遇到主耶稣以后的改变。
This passage records Peter's transformation after he met the Lord Jesus.
我们的信仰不只是一种理性上跟知识上而已。
Our faith is not just an intellectual knowledge.
我们的信仰是跟神建立关系。
Rather, our faith is a relationship we have with God.
那神是大有能力的神。
God is almighty.
那神是丰富的神。
He has everything.
所以这个关系会带给我们很多的改变。
So through our relationship with God, we will be transformed in many ways.
来证明神是活的。
And this relationship proves that God is alive.
神活在我们生活当中。
And He is alive in our daily lives.
也证明我们的信仰是活的。
This also proves that our faith is living.
那这一章里面呢，首先看到彼得还没有遇到耶稣以前。
Before Peter met the Lord Jesus.
他整晚捕鱼，并没有打着什么。
He had been fishing the whole night, but could not catch anything.
所以我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。
Master, we have toiled all the night and caught nothing.
彼得是一个很有经验的渔夫。
Peter was an experienced fisherman.
但是很可惜，在那一天晚上，他没有好的机会。
Unfortunately, he did not meet any good opportunity that night.
虽然他有能力，但是他没有机会，他整晚打不到什么。
Despite his great skills, without the right opportunity, he could not catch anything.
所以我们可以想象，一大早他很疲倦，空着船回来。
We can imagine how tired he must have been as he came back with an empty boat.
这是一种缺乏。
So he was lacking.
但是他遇到主耶稣以后。
But after he met the Lord Jesus.
我们看第五节这样说。
According to verse 5,
依从你的话，我们就下网。第六节
，verse 6,
他们下网就圈住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。一个很有经验的彼得，现在遇到好的机会，抓了一船的鱼。
Peter now met with a great opportunity, caught a whole boat of fish.
这是他经验。他遇到主耶稣以后的一种改变。
This was his transformation after he met the Lord Jesus.
如果彼得没有在缺乏中遇到主耶稣，他就很难体会到主的恩典是丰富的。
Had Peter not found the Lord Jesus during his time of lacking, he would not have experienced the abundance of Jesus.
所以有时候我们信仰生活遇到一些困难，遇到一些缺乏，不一定是不好的。
Therefore, it is not necessarily bad for us to experience difficulties and shortage in our life of faith.
因为经历一些缺乏、一些困难，常常是让我们对神的丰富体验的一个时刻。
It is often when we are lacking and when we're met with difficulties that we can experience God.
也是让我们信仰更活泼的一个机会。
It also becomes an opportunity for us to become more active and living in our faith.
那彼得在缺乏当中遇到主耶稣。
When Peter was lacking, he met the Lord Jesus.
他真的体验到诗篇23篇说：“神是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。”
He experienced what the psalmist said in Psalm 23: "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
圣经没有讲，我们一定会非常的丰富在物质上。
The Bible does not guarantee that we will be materially rich.
但是圣经告诉我们，必不至于缺乏。
But the Bible does tell us that we shall not be in want.
那有时候我们在这个世界上工作，
we work in this world.
好像很难保证说一个人一生不会换职业。
And almost everyone changes jobs sometime in their lives.
所以这个工作的这种保障，在美国好像并不是很 很稳固。
In the United States especially, job security is hard to find.
所以常常会让基督徒产生一种忧虑。
So even Christians may become anxious at times.
如果我失去了工作怎么办？
What happens if I lose my job?
整个家庭都靠我一个人。
My whole family depends on me.
其实我们遇到这个问题跟当时彼得在捕鱼有一点一样。
This kind of problem we face is similar to what Peter was facing at that time.
他能不能抓到鱼，这是他没有办法控制。
He had no control over how much fish he could catch.
那我们能不能保住工作，这不是我们能控制。
In the same way, we have no control whether we can keep our jobs.
但是我们不同的地方就是我们有主耶稣。
But what makes us different is that we have our Lord Jesus.
所以我们在担心我们的工作的时候，另外一方面我们又看到主耶稣是丰富的。
While we are concerned about our job security, we also trust that in the Lord Jesus, we have abundance.
所以很多的信徒他们在遇到困难的时候回转来归向神。
That is why many believers finally turn to the Lord in their times of need.
那在很多工作的改变当中体会到神是丰富的。
And in their, when they experience unstable jobs,situations, they found that God is abundant.
神会带领，神会开路，神会供给。
They experience God's guidance and God's provision.
最近呢，遇到一个姐妹，她也在一个很好学校毕业。
I recently met a sister who has graduated from a very good university.
但是找工作好像有困难。
But she could not find a good job.
所以她在面谈的时候就加了很多的不是事实的一些资料进去。
So when she was preparing for an interview, she added a lot of things that weren't really true in her resume.
所以让她的这个履历表看起来更吸引人。
She did that as to beef up the resume.
结果她很多的公司在面谈都到最后都没有得到工作。
But unfortunately, after interviewing at many companies, she could not find a job.
后来她在一次家庭查经里面
，during one of the family Bible studies,
在查到神是信实的。
We studied, they studied that God is faithful.
她就抓住那句话。
She held on to that promise.
所以以后她去面谈她就老老实实把她过去的都讲出来。
So next time when she went to interviews, she would simply tell the truth.
就讲减少很多她过去所加的这个资讯。
She just took away the things that didn't really belong to her.
结果很奇妙，那个公司到最后要决定的时候，遇到一个那个地区的经理在面谈她。
And miraculously, at the time, the regional manager was of a company happened to be interviewing her.
那个是基督徒。
And that regional manager was a Christian.
然后问他说：“你有没有看过一本书叫《Purpose-Driven Life》
？”And he asked her, "Have you read a book called The Purpose-Driven Life?"
然后就跟他聊起来也有关于基督徒的人生观。
So they started talking about the perspective of Christians.
后来他就得到那个工作。
And she was accepted for that job.
所以他有一个很对神有一个很深的感受。
That's why she got a very profound experience with God.
她用自己很多的方法找不到工作。
Formerly, she had tried many ways to find a job, but could not find any.
回归向神。
But when she finally returned to God,
她发现原来神会带领。
She experienced God's provision.
所以这种体验常常会让我们信仰很活泼。
Experiences like these can make our faith living and active.
所以每一个困难都是体会神的机会。
So every difficulty is an opportunity for us to experience God.
有时候没有困难，你反而没有机会去体会。
Oftentimes, without times of difficulties, you don't have opportunities to experience God.
所以困难常常让一个人信仰活泼。
That is why difficulties often spur our faith on.
如果我们能够利用困难变成我们信仰一种踏脚石，而不是绊脚石。
So we should use difficult times as our stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks in our faith.
让困难成为我们感谢神的机会，而不是埋怨神。
Difficulties would then become a reason to praise God and not to complain against God.
但是彼得要经历这个从缺乏变成丰富，我们看他做了几件事情。
For Peter to go from wanting to abundance, he went through some steps.
看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
说讲完了，就对西门说，把船开到水深的地方去，下网捕鱼。
When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
主耶稣讲完了。
When the Lord had stopped speaking,
第一节特别说他是讲神的道。
According to verse 1, the Lord Jesus was speaking the word of God.
他不是在讲怎么捕鱼。
He wasn't teaching people how to fish.
那彼得就坐在那听。
Peter sat there and listened.
那听完了。他去捕鱼就捕到了鱼。
After listening to the Lord Jesus, he went out to catch fish, and he found got a lot of fish.
这个道理在讲什么
？What is the point?
圣经告诉我们，我们常常熟的非常熟的一句话。
The Bible teaches us a very familiar word.
要先求神的国跟神的义。
Seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
你日用的饮食，神就要给你。
And everything will be granted. Granted to us.
那彼得坐在那里听到，就是在追求神的国跟神的义。
When Peter sat there to listen to the Lord Jesus, he was seeking the righteousness and the kingdom of God.
因为神的国跟神的义，常常是从道入门的。
God's kingdom and righteousness often come from God's word.
所以他在追求神的国跟神的义，那神就带领他，让他生活没有困难，就抓到了鱼。
And because he first sought God's kingdom and His righteousness. The Lord helped him to catch fish.
所以有时候我们常常听人讲，我饭都吃不饱，我怎么去拜神
？Some people say I can't even work enough hours to feed my family. How can I go to church?
但其实哈，我们如果真的把神摆在前面，有时候神就祝福我们，让我们生活没有太大的挂虑。
But in reality, when we put God first, the Lord will bless us, and we will not be anxious about our lives.
所以这种体验常常会增加我们很大的信心。
This kind of experience can greatly increase our faith.
那第二个，我们看这个彼得怎么做。
Secondly, what did Peter do?
第四节说，主耶稣对彼得说，把船开到水深的地方去下网捕鱼。
The Lord told him, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
主耶稣是一个木匠的儿子。
The Lord was a carpenter's son.
那在当时，他是在讲神的话。
And he was teaching the words of God.
他也不是渔夫。
He wasn't a fisherman.
但是他对一个很有经验的渔夫说：“开到水深的地方去打鱼。”
But he told the experienced fisherman to go into the deep to let down his nets.
那如果彼得动一下头脑
，Had Peter thought about this for a while?
我昨晚都打不到啊。
I couldn't catch any fish last night.
你也不是渔夫啊。
You're not a fisherman.
那你怎么教我捕鱼
？How can you teach me how to fish?
那可能他就不会下网去捕鱼。
If he thought like that, he would not have let down his nets.
但是他很单纯，就相信就顺服。
But Peter had a simple faith. He just obeyed what the Lord told him.
这种单纯的顺服让他体会到丰盛的恩典。
Through this simple submission, he experienced God's abundant blessings.
那今天我们需要神的恩典。
Today we need the blessings of God.
但是需要有单纯的信心来顺服神。
But to receive that, we need to have a simple faith and simple obedience.
比方说。
For example,
我们常常在提到这个十一捐的奉献。
We often talk about the importance of tithes.
其实这个教会如果大家奉献十一捐了，教会财力会非常的丰富。
If every member in the church offer tithes, then the church financial situation will be strong.
但是我们仔细看，有时候看这个信徒的数目跟这个十一捐看起来好像我们十一捐还不是达到100%的奉献。
But oftentimes we see that when we compare the membership to the offerings, it's not in the correct ratio.
那为什么人很难去献十一捐？
Why is it that people find it difficult to offer tithes?
我们用一般人的理性去想。
This is when they think about this tithing from a human perspective.
因为我献了，我就少了四分之一。
If I offer tithes, I lose 1/10 of my income.
但是其实圣经说，你如果懂得感恩，神会赐更多的恩典。
But the Bible teaches us that if we're thankful to God, He will bless us even more.
但是这个超越我们一般头脑所能想得通的。
This is something beyond what we can rationalize.
但是如果你能够单纯去做
，However, if we simply obey and do what the Lord teaches us,
我们就体会到神很丰富的恩典。
We will experience many of God's blessings.
这只是一个例子。
This is an example.
那另外好像说安息日。
Another example, keeping the Sabbath.
我们最近有一个出信的信徒写一个电子邮件给教会。
Recently, a newly baptized believer sent an email to the church.
他在这个安息日，本来是安息日的教会，大概有一段时间。
He had been attending a Sabbath-keeping church formerly.
但是他来到我们教会，发现，哎，奇怪，我们虽然强调安息日，但是我们说安息日好像不是很完全。
But after joining this church, he found out that even though we claim to keep the Sabbath, the way we keep the Sabbath seems to be quite imperfect.
好像说我们有的到两点半，有的到三点就结束了。
Our church services usually end at 2:30 or 3 o'clock.
那有的就去购物。
Some members start shopping after that.
看电影。
Or to go to the movies.
有的就打球。
Go to play sports.
那这个圣日应该是为圣。
But this is a holy day. It is supposed to be sacred.
但是我们在宗教活动结束之后，好像世俗的东西就进来了。
Yet after our religious formal activities, we start engaging ourselves in secular activities.
所以这种安息日也是一种恩典。
Sabbath is the grace of God.
我们都愿意顺服，我们就会体会到很多的恩典。
If we're willing to submit to God, we will experience God's blessing.
那最难得的恩典是那种内心的平安、甜美、喜乐。
And the ultimate blessing we should seek is the inner joy and satisfaction.
那这个是我们如果没有很用心去顺服的话，体会不到。虽然肉体来到会堂，我们这个恩典呢。
Unless we are willing to submit ourselves to God, we cannot experience this kind of spiritual blessing, even though we may attend church.
所以对神的话要很单纯的顺。
Therefore, we must be simple and obey God.
福气就在我们顺服的时候来到。
And God's blessings will come to us through our obedience.
那第三个我们看到就是这艘船打不到鱼的时候只有彼得一个人。
Thirdly, let's look at the boat. Formerly, before they were able to catch fish, only Peter was in the boat.
那现在打到一船的鱼是因为主耶稣在船上。
But after Jesus got into the boat, used the boat, he caught a lot of fish.
所以这个告诉我们我们要有神的同在。
This tells us the importance of God's abidance.
我们的家庭要有神的同在。
God needs to abide with our family.
这是一个关键。
This is a key.
所以诗篇里面说，他是我的福杯满溢。
Therefore, Psalm 23 tells us that he makes our cup overflow.
那前面说他用油膏了我的头。
And he anoints our heads with oil.
那个油也可以代表圣灵。
The oil may represent the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满一个人。
When the Holy Spirit fills us,
神的福气就充满这个人。
God's blessings also overflow.
圣灵充满一个家庭。
When the Holy Spirit fills a family,
神的恩典就充满这个家庭。
God's blessings will overflow in this family.
那圣灵的充满就是神的同在。
And when the Holy Spirit fills someone, God's presence is there.
所以有时候我们现在常常觉得，我们一般的家庭用太多的时间在娱乐。
On average, most families spend too much time on entertainment.
当然，如果你说娱乐都很正当，这也没有什么话说。
Of course, if the entertainment is not against the Bible, it is probably acceptable.
但是有一个缺陷。
However, it is still not the ideal.
就是当我们进入太多的娱乐，我们就没有办法去追求神。
When you spend too much time, too much leisure time on entertainment, you don't have much time for God.
所以一个家庭如果真的要得到神的恩典，应该把追求神摆在娱乐的前面。
If a family really wishes to receive God's blessings, it must put God's time with God first.
比方说一个我们没有每个天晚上聚会。
We don't have church services every night.
大概这里只有礼拜三跟礼拜五。
Here we only have service Wednesday and Friday.
还有五个晚上。
So there are five other nights.
我们全家应该要在精神很好的时候要全家一起祷告。
So when the family get together, we need to pray together.
甚至一个家庭一个礼拜有一次我们自己的家庭聚会。
Once a week, we should have our own family service.
那把追求神摆在前面，那有空的时间我们才一起娱乐。
Put time with God first, and then you can have entertainment in other times.
那如果我们把娱乐放在前面，等到要睡觉的时候才祷告，大家都很疲倦，也没有那个心。
If you put other activities first, by the time you go to bed, everybody will be tired and you won't be in the mood to worship God.
所以很容易那种祷告变成形式。
Then your prayer becomes just a formality.
没有什么作用。
it doesn't have any effect.
所以这个地方讲主耶稣啊，用他的船，他就泼到真碗里面。
So it tells us here that after the Lord Jesus used Peter's boat, he was able to catch much fish.
那我们看这个彼得啊，捕了这么多的鱼之后啊，他跟主耶稣的关系就改变。
As we can see here, after Peter caught so much fish, his relationship with the Lord transformed.
因为他体会到主的恩典。
This was because he experienced God's blessings.
他知道主耶稣不只是一个老师。
He learned from this that the Lord was more than a teacher.
他对主耶稣的认识加深。
His understanding of the Lord increased.
所以他关系也改变。
So his relationship with him also changed.
但是第五节他说夫子，他称呼主耶稣是夫子。
In verse 5, he called the Lord Master.
也可以指着说是犹太人的老师的一个。
Which can be understood as a rabbi.
但是这个整碗鱼捕了以后。
But after he caught much fish.
他对主耶稣的称呼就不太一样。
The way he addressed the Lord was different.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他就俯伏在耶稣的脚前说，主啊，离开我，我是一个罪人。他称耶稣为主。
He fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. He called him Lord.
这个两个称呼其实差别很大。
So the ways he addressed the Lord was very different.
因为这两个称呼代表两种的关系。
The two ways to address the Lord shows two kinds of relationships.
我们过去啊，常常有一些长子在强调，我们称呼耶稣前面应当加一个主。
Some ministers have stressed the importance of calling Jesus Lord.
这对主耶稣是一种尊敬。
This is a way to show our reverence to him.
当然这是好的。
This is good.
但是我们对主耶稣的称呼，如果只是在乎在口头上前面加一个主，这还是不够。
However, simply calling Jesus Lord is not good enough.
因为这个称呼本身在代表神跟我们的关系。
The way we address the Lord should represent our actual relationship with Him.
表示他是我的主人。
It's an acknowledgement that God is our master.
他是我的主宰。
God is our Lord.
他在控制我。
He is in control.
我要顺服他。
I must yield to Him.
所以从今以后，我要把我自己的主权交托给神。
From this point forward, we are to submit and surrender ourselves to Him.
那这个才叫做主。
This is what it means to call Jesus Lord.
那一个人愿意很甘心乐意的把自己交托给主，任凭你怎么带领，我都愿意顺服。这需要从生活当中这样一直在体验到你对神认识深了以后，你自然就敢交托出去。
For a person to actually dedicate and surrender himself to the Lord's full control, he must first gradually learn to experience God in his daily lives.
因此，这个彼得经历了这一网的鱼之后。他的关系就更深入。
After Peter experienced the miracle of having a full boat of fish, his relationship with the Lord deepened.
今天就是我们要让我们的关系跟神的关系能够深入。
Likewise, we also need to deepen in our relationship with the Lord.
到最后他变成我们的主。
Until he is truly our Lord.
那这样我们就愿意在他的面前俯伏谦卑下来。
And when we recognize that he is our Lord, we will fall down at his feet.
我们也愿意在他的面前来承认我们是罪人。
And we will acknowledge before him that we are sinners.
因为我们跟他的关系啊已经改变了。
This is because our relationship with him has changed.
所以这种关系的改变哦，有时候不是一天造成的。
This kind of transformation doesn't happen overnight.
是经过一段时间这样一直体验，一直体验，越来越深。
It takes a long and gradual process in which we deepen our relationship more with God more and more.
因此有时候我们常常看一个信主比较久的人如果他真的信仰有很在意在追求，年纪大的时候他跟神的关系是很亲密的。
If a believer always seeks a closer relationship with God, when he gets older, you'll see that he is very close.Very intimate with the Lord.
那什么都不能够使我跟神隔绝。
And nothing can ever separate him from from God.
你说搬家吧，要搬到一个没有教会的地方，我不去。
He will not go to a place where there's no church.
神是我的主啊。
Because he considers God his master.
你说找职业找一个礼拜六上班的我不做。
He will refuse to take jobs that require him to work on the Sabbath.
这一天是我亲近神的机会。
Because he considers that day the day to draw close to God.
你说我安排家庭生活，安排到连服侍神的时间都这种家庭生活，我不会这样安排。
And he would not even consider having a lifestyle without having time with God.
因为神已经变成主了。
Because God has become his Lord.
神喜欢的我就做。
He does everything that God is pleased with.
神不喜欢的我就不做。
And he never does anything that God is not pleased with.
所以我喜欢不喜欢变成不是最重要。
So his personal preference no longer matters.
神喜欢不喜欢最重要。
Because God's pleasure is always the most important.
所以做决定变成神喜欢不喜欢最重要。
So every decision he makes is based on whether God is pleased with it.
那这个关系就很深了。
When he gets to that stage, his relationship with God is very close.
这个就是我们在追求的。
And this is our goal.
那我们要见神之前呢，我们一切都是以神为主。
Before we meet with our Lord, we need to make sure that everything we do in life is for the Lord.
我们做一切都是为着讨他喜欢。
We do everything in order to please him.
为着荣耀他的名。
We do everything to glorify his name.
他变成我们的一切。
He becomes our all.
那这个就是很深了。
And this is the most the deepest relationship we could have.
那要达到那个程度，要一直在经历神，然后一直一直进去。
And to reach that goal, we need to step by step experience God and deepen our relationship.
那这个关系啊，深入之后，我们现在就看到，接下去就带来他生活目标的改变。
And once Peter experienced transformation, his goals in life also transformed.
我们现在看第十节
，verse ten.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”十一节
，eleven.
他们就把两只船靠了岸，就撇下所有，跟从了耶稣。这里主耶稣啊，就告诉彼得。
Here the Lord Jesus told Peter,
说从今以后你要得人。
From now on, he will catch men.
也就是说他要传福音去拯救人的灵魂。
He will become preachers of the gospel to save souls.
这是一个非常不同的生活方式。
This would become a very different lifestyle for Peter.
非常不同的一种生活目标。
His life goals will completely change from now on.
本来他是捕鱼的。
He used to be a fisherman.
这个捕鱼变成他生活维持生活的一个方法。
And being a fisherman was his means of to support his livelihood.
为着生活，他天天要去捕鱼。
In order to sustain a livelihood, he had to catch fish.
但是他现在去救灵魂。
But now he was commanded to save souls.
那如果我们来比较那个捕鱼跟救灵魂到底价值差多少？
Let's make a comparison in terms of their values between catching fish and catching men.
那差太多了。
The value is drastically different.
因为主耶稣说，你如果赚得全世界，失去人的灵魂，有什么益处？
Our Lord Jesus say, if a person gains the whole world but loses his soul, what does he gain?
这表示说，全世界的价值比不上一个灵魂。
In other words, the values of all the things in this world cannot be compared to the value of a soul.
那彼得从今以后去救人的灵魂，我们看他做的工作是有多大的价值。
When Peter began to save souls, we could see how much value his ministry was.
他生活变成很有意义。
His life became very meaningful.
我们在读这个传道书的时候
，When we read Ecclesiastes,
从头到尾都是虚空啊。
Throughout the whole book, the author mentions vanity.
因为他活着是没有神。
Because he
没有以神为中心。
In the past, he did not live a God-centered life.
把自己的欲望取代了神。
He replaced God's will with his own desires.
怎么让自己舒服？
He found ways to make himself happy.
心里所得没有禁止不享受。
He did not deny himself any form of pleasure.
所罗门也很忙啊。
Solomon was very busy.
但是问题就是他那个忙有没有价值？
But the problem was, his busy life valuable?
有没有意义？
Was it meaningful?
这个是关键的。
That is the key.
那现在彼得他去传福音也很忙啊。
Now Peter, as a preacher, was also very busy.
他捕鱼也很忙啊。
He was just as busy as when he was catching fish.
但你会发现这个不太一样。
But then the two lives are very different.
他们的价值意义都不太一样。
The meanings and the values of these two kinds of lives are very different.
所以这个人这样一天一天一直过去。
We live our lives from one day to another.
时间你知道不知道都一直过去了。
Time just slips away.
神给我们这个很宝贵的这个机会一直过去。
And the precious opportunities from God also slip away.
我们对这个人生的目标越早调整越好。
That is why the sooner we adjust our life goals, the better.
我们才不会虚空。
Then we will not live a meaningless life.
那除非一个人觉悟世界的虚空, 不然他不会真正为生活。
Unless a person recognizes the vanity of life, he would not be able to live for God.
因为你如果没有觉悟中世界真的虚空, 你还是会 多多少少去追求那个东西。
Unless you truly come to terms with the fact that this life is meaningless, you will still seek after this world.
那你如果真的觉悟了, 已经读到团道出走, 已经第一章, 你读到第八章还不够哦, 因为第九章还没有虚空啊。 你读到第十一章了, 真的虚空了, 那十二章接下去, 就是要为生活。
If you keep reading through Ecclesiastes chapters 1 through 11, you'll realize the vanity of this world. And in chapter 12, you will understand the importance of living for God.
所以到了十二章,你就知道要以神为中心。
So when you reach chapter 12, you'll realize that you need to live a God-centered life.
越早到十二章越好。
The sooner you reach that point, the better.
你到快要断机前一个月,我读到了十二章,太慢了,前一个月。
If a month before you die, you reach chapter 12, then that's probably too late.
你年纪轻轻,你就已经到传道书十二章最好。
But if while you're still young, you're at the point of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, that is the most ideal.
所以这个彼得跟主耶稣的关系深入之后,他接下一步就是 要怎么服侍主。
After Peter's life was deepened with the Lord, he learned to serve the Lord.
那就变成他的生活非常有价值。
And his life became very valuable.
那有时候我们常常想啊, 如果我们比方来说, 你年薪10万,
Suppose you earn $100,000 a year.
那你从, 比方说从30岁做到65岁,
And you work from the age of 30 to 65.
那你一生大概赚350万美金。
So throughout your life, you make $3.5 million.
是相当多的钱啊。
That's a lot of money.
赚多, 生活水准就高。
And the more you make, the better your living is.
用的东西就好。
And the more goods you consume.
享受就多一点。
The more entertainments and pleasures you have.
但是等你达到人生的终点, 跟那个赚了5万块钱不是一样吗?
But by the time you reach the end of your life, are you not much different? Are you not the same with those who make $50,000 a year?
所以这告诉我们，我们在这个世界上，我们都很努力在追求，但是到最后一定要把服侍神当一个目标才有价值。
While the people of this world toil all their lives, we must understand that serving God is the most meaningful.
所以彼得在这一章里面，我们看他从生活当中的缺乏。 经历到在主里面的丰富。
So throughout this passage, we see how Peter went from his need to abundance in the Lord.
然后从这个经历当中啊, 他对主耶稣的认识, 从一个老师变成他人生的主人。
And in the process, his understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ turned from that of a master to that of the Lord.
结果他整个生活目标, 从为自己活的捕鱼, 变成为主活去传福音救人的灵魂。
His life goals changed from that of a self-centered one of catching fish to a God-centered one of saving souls.
这是一个很有意义的转变。
This was a very meaningful transformation in Peter.
我讲我们教会里面如果每个信徒已经达到这个转变了, 教会会有很丰富的 人力资源。
If all of us in the church can go through this transformation, we will not be lacking in resources in the church.
不一定说每个都要做传道了。
It does not mean that everyone becomes a full-time preacher.
每个人不同的工作。
We may have our jobs.
但是如果我们到最后我的目标是要服侍神。
But if all of our ultimate goals is to serve God,
教会里面会有很多的人力资源。
Then we will have no shortage of human resources in the church.
我们可以做很多事情。
will be able to accomplish much.
所以我们要经历改变。
Therefore, we must go through transformation.
啊，在我们生活当中，真的来体会到神是能够改变我们的神。
We must experience that it is God who can transform us.